You probably won't see it when the Oakland Raiders play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Sunday's Super Bowl, but some envision the following scene in the not-too-distant future of professional football. An injured player goes down, a team doctor rushes onto the field, followed closely by a lawyer. The country's medical malpractice problems have hit football and other professional sports with a significant increase in lawsuits over the past couple of years. Athletes are suing team doctors and sending a chill through the pro sports medical community. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Millions will watch Super Bowl 37 this weekend, and once again, millions will miss the real action. They'll watch the flight of the ball or the zigzagging path of the running back, but few, if any, will pay attention to the desperate struggle between huge defensive linemen trying to get to the opponent's quarterback and huge offensive linemen like Tampa Bay center Jeff Christie trying to protect his quarterback, Brad Johnson.
That's probably the most intense 3 or 4 seconds of your life. You know, it's a real hand-to-hand combat battle in there. You do anything, kick, scratch, bite, anything you can to try to keep the defender off of Brad or the running back.
It's striking how a pro football player can live those frenzied moments and then calmly describe them in a comfy hotel ballroom at a pre-Super Bowl media event. Indeed, a player learns to compartmentalize the violence and the pain that goes with it.
You play hurt. A lot of players play hurt, and they better play hurt. You know, I mean, that's part of the game, but you don't play injured.
O.J. McDuffie was one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League when, in 1999, he played injured. And 2 years later, it ended his career in his prime. McDuffie, who was in the middle of a 5-year, $20 million contract with the Miami Dolphins when he got hurt, now is suing the team doctor. McDuffie says the person he trusted, the physician, told McDuffie it was okay to play on a damaged toe and allowed McDuffie to essentially destroy the toe by administering pain-numbing shots before games.
At that point, I was so frustrated that, you know, what one way I get back at these guys for doing what they did to me and taking food off my table out of my son's mouth is that we'd file a lawsuit and see what we can do.
Up until the toe injury, McDuffie never had had a bad experience with a team doctor. Neither had veteran pro hockey player Dave Babich until 1998, his 17th National Hockey League season, when a doctor told Babich it was okay to play on a fractured foot.
Brindamore looking through to Babich, winds up, shoots, scores!
His foot's frozen when you see him score that goal against Dominic Hasek, who's the best goalie of all time. He played great, ironically, while he couldn't feel his foot.
Tim McElwain is the lawyer who successfully argued that Dave Babich had been the victim of negligence by the team doctor for the Philadelphia Flyers. 3 months ago, a jury awarded Babich $1.4 million in damages, agreeing he shouldn't have been given pain-numbing injections to keep him skating on a broken foot. Dave Babich.
A simple cast could have just made this thing go away. Why it didn't happen, I just think it was just pressures from the outside making a doctor's decision-making clouded. And, you know, maybe I was an older player and they thought I was expendable after. I don't know. But any player, young or old, they should be treated the same. And, you know, medical treatment should not be compromised because of it.
Dave Babich, O.J. McDuffie, and a growing number of athlete plaintiffs are challenging their medical treatment. The surge in malpractice lawsuits is having an effect throughout North America. This month, the Canadian Medical Protective Association stopped offering liability coverage to team doctors in the major pro sports leagues. Association spokesman Dr. James Sproul says his organization was alarmed by the spate of what he calls $3 to $5 million lawsuits, and the potential for even larger ones.
The case that I'm concerned about is a 25-year-old franchise player in any sport who has a concussion and then goes back to play, perhaps prematurely, with all the pressures of the team to play, and the physician allows him to go back early, and they suffer a second concussion and end up having a permanent brain injury. And there's a 25-year-old player who was going to play in, say, in his NHL for another 10 more years, and they're making $5 million a year. That's a $50 million lawsuit right there. And I think that case is going to happen.
Without liability protection from the association, Canadian team doctors now are facing the same situation confronting sports physicians in the United States, rising malpractice insurance rates and tough choices about their work.
Physicians are talking about walking away. I've had more than one conversation with physicians who have said that they're no longer going to do this.
Dr. Elliot Pellman is the longtime team doctor for the NFL's New York Jets and pro hockey's New York Islanders. He's one of many who think the surge in malpractice lawsuits is a reflection of the rise of litigation in society and skyrocketing sports salaries. Athletes have more to lose if they're injured. The situation has rekindled an old debate about who actually employs the team doctor. The team, or is the physician an independent contractor? I asked Dr. Pellman if doctors should be closely tied to teams.
I think there is enough paranoia regarding the role of team physicians. And there is certainly enough press about the fact of conflict of interest. Who does the physician work for? Do they work for the team? Do they work for the player? So therefore, in fact, I would prefer them not to be.
Pellman works as a liaison to the National Football League. He says most team doctors are independent in their decision-making, and the number of unsuccessful malpractice challenges, he contends, far outweighs the ones where doctors are found negligent. Still, an NFL lawyer admits the league is worried that unless changes take place, such as a cap on damage awards or a mechanism to ensure doctor independence, the current glut of lawsuits could compromise player care by driving away good doctors. Back at the pre-Super Bowl media event in San Diego, the issue of medical malpractice seems far away. Tampa Bay starting guard Kerry Jenkins feels sure he'd never be the kind of guy to sue.
I don't think so. I think I've been fortunate enough, you know, to be around some good doctors in this business. And I've been taken care of well everywhere I've been, so no, I don't see that. Not for me.
Of course, that's what O.J. McDuffie and Dave Babich said during their healthy years. Now Babich's foot still throbs, and McDuffie, just 33, thinks about what it would have been like to end his career on his own terms. Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Diego.